This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. Ozuna back. He's at the wall, and he didn't need to climb the wall. The ball hit the warning track and bounced over the wall for a double.
Well, not only did he make a fool of himself, he's hurt. He went back, he climbed up the wall, getting ready to jump and save it, and the ball was 15 feet from the wall.
It just gets better. God bless Mike Shannon.
Yeah, that's candor.
God bless Mike. Not only did he make a fool of himself, he hurt himself.
And that, it wasn't like he just missed it by misjudged it by a couple of feet. I mean, that was like 8 feet.
And that ball was high. He had a lot of time to decide what he was going to do.
I think he thought he was going to make a splash and get on SportsCenter and make this catch where he's climbing the wall like Spider-Man, and then, wow.
He was on SportsCenter, to his credit.
He was.
I was telling Hoffman that I ran down to the bathroom at Fox 2, which is the equivalent.
You do to that bathroom?
No.
I guess he saves that for here.
No. That was memorable.
And that was in the wake of a Charlie Marlowe visit.
That's why he lost all that weight.
You vacated it
the
out.
The Fox 2 restroom also serves as the dressing room.
Okay.
So I was like powdering. I was putting on a tie.
You wear makeup?
Wow. And it's about 9:35 in that range. You have to look. It was somewhere right around 9:30, 9:35. And I'm in there putting on my tie, and Zach Choate comes flying through the door, and I thought I missed my slot. I thought I was running behind and didn't time it properly, because in the restroom, there's no TV, so you kind of are in no man's land. You know, what if they go to sports early? He said, "You've got to see this." I said, "What is it? What happened?" He said, "Just hurry." And I said, "What in the world? What could it?" He goes, "You are going to want to see this." And he said, "It's Ozuna." I said, "Oh, I've seen Ozuna. What, did he fall down?" I said, "No." He goes, "You have to see this." And I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, Benny Hill as a kid never made me laugh this hard. And then you get the Shannon call. And then God bless Mike Schilt, who said, well, he didn't have the best read on it.
Yeah.
That was like the most accurate and yet also condemning comment. That was high. But let's give Ozuna credit. He is wildly entertaining. Is
all
he
right,
not?
We can give him that.
Okay, now if I'm a pitcher, that may not be what I want in left field.
You know what? That moment accentuates the need to pull him, you know, after six innings.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to, like, get rid of your cleanup hitter. You never want to, because he gets another. But you almost have to now. He can't throw, and now he can't catch.
He is an adventure in left. Lonnie Smith was Skates.
Yeah.
Right? They called him Skates. We need a nickname here.
God bless Reggie Sanders, who was a terrific player, one of the nicest guys ever. But, boy, he had some moments, too.
What happened in the play? Did one hit off his head or something?
Yeah, it was really terrible. He kind of just like...
Something, or did he fall down?
He planted wrong. And
yeah, he landed awkwardly. Maybe the nicest Cardinal ever.
Best ever.
And had a really bad moment, and I think, was it in the playoffs, like 04, 05? He fell down in
left field. I don't
know if it was
the playoffs.
Was
it
not the playoffs? I thought he had a real signature moment where he just looked bad.
I don't remember Reggie having one like that in the playoffs, at least.
I don't think it was.
Must have been regular season.
Holiday had the misplay in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There was a misplay by Preston Wilson in the playoffs, because I remember being at the ballpark the next day. Frank and I actually go down to the ballpark. And I'm standing there.
Shot it.
Others. Shot at everybody. But we're standing there in front of the dugout, and I'm talking to Rennie, and Preston Wilson comes up, who is also like the nicest guy,
yeah,
and says, "Oh, you think I should have caught that?" And Rennie's like, "What?" He goes, "I saw you last night say, like, I butchered that ball," or whatever Rennie had said. Preston Wilson saw him,
wow,
and walked up and said, again, the nicest guy in the world, but it was some play that Preston Wilson mangled.
Now, I tell you what, that's probably the last Major League Baseball player to get home at 10 o'clock to watch a local sports game.
It must have been a day game, and he was flipping around or something, and you just wouldn't have expected it from Preston. Now, I don't think Ozuna's going to go up to Mike Shannon today and say anything. Although Matheny did last year. Remember that exchange? When Shannon got tired of the bad defense and said something about, "I'm as sick of this group.
That was Jose Martinez who drew the ire of Shannon that time.
But he basically said, this team's embarrassing, the way they play defense. And the next day, they had a long huddle in between the dugout and first base. I saw the two of them having a long talk.
Yeah, one of Mike Matheny's mistakes.
And you know Shannon didn't step down either.
Correct.
You know that he stood by his point.
I don't think
Shannon. Looks like crap. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's he
I don't think
say?
Shannon was probably mean-spirited or confrontational with Mike about it. And he probably did back off a little bit, but God bless him for being candid.
Can I hear it one more time? So this is the fly. If you didn't see it, you must find it. It's Marcell Ozuna climbing the wall and left. I sent you guys exclusive Fox 2 footage now we have of him training. Did you see that footage?
I did see that. It's a wall climber.
It's some kind of military training where the guy climbs the wall in like a half a second. But here's the call by John Rooney and Mike Shannon.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. Ozuna back. He's at the wall, and he didn't need to climb the wall. The ball hit the warning track and bounced over the wall for a double.
Well, not only did he make a fool of himself, he's hurt. He went back, he climbed up the wall, getting ready to jump and save it, and the ball was 15 feet from the wall.
There's one angle, and I can't remember if it was a Fox Sports Midwest one or the whatever network carries it in Los Angeles, where you see the relievers' reaction in the Dodgers' pen as that happens, and they all just cover up their mouths.
Right.
You know they find it hilarious, but out of respect to a fellow major leaguer, they don't want to show him up and embarrass him further.
What's comparable? Is it Canseco when the ball hit off his head?
Yeah.
And I didn't see ESPN last night.
This may be worse, though, because it's not like Jose Canseco afterwards, like, you know, got in a fetal position and pretending like he was hurt for like 45 seconds.
And it wasn't like Canseco was ever known for his defense either. Right. Ozuna won a gold glove, which I am now convinced was a series of protest votes that somehow got Ozuna the award.
This is the greatest mystery in the history of baseball. God bless Marcell. I cannot wait to see what he does next. Is that fair? And if I'm a Cardinal pitcher, that's my fear. For us, it's entertainment.
And I don't know if you saw the exchange, if you had a guy down there yesterday, but we're talking to Ozuna, and he did his best. God bless him. Speaking is probably gave the longest interview he ever has, maybe like 7 or 8 minutes. And Mark Saxon said, are you going to make these teams pay that are running on you right now? And he said, yeah, I'm going to make them pay.
He said his shoulder's at 55%, yeah. Which I get that quantifying health is difficult because we're not batteries. But that seems like a really low number
at this point
of the year. That seems really low.
I also have to say, for Mark Saxon from The Athletic, that's a veteran move because you're basically saying, why does your arm suck or how bad does your arm suck? Hey, are you going to make them pay for running? It's a really good way to bring up that topic without saying your arm is terrible.
I was also thinking with a bad shoulder, maybe don't climb things.
Yeah,
that requires a fair amount of shoulder strength.
Yeah, good point.
And I wonder how much John Rooney, Dan McLaughlin, these guys, when there's a deep fly, I think they use the outfielders sometimes as a read on where the ball is
headed. I thought that was gone based on what Ozuna was
right.
doing.
Now, McCarver was equally as critical. Maybe didn't have the signature phrase like right. Shannon had, make a fool of himself. But McCarver's another gentleman who's achieved so much in broadcasting and in baseball, and he doesn't really care either.
Yeah, and you get the sense, I think McCarver's just sort of fed up with the Ozuna defense, just in general. It may not even be specific to a certain play. All right, let's do Five for Frank. It's brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you're a fantasy baseball owner.
Oh, I am. Mike Trout.
You have Dakota Hudson on your team. And you're watching Schilt take him out with 4 2/3 in the books. Are you concerned as a fantasy owner that Mike Schilt doesn't give a damn about your fantasy stats?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that does hurt. Gosh, can we get a Cardinal starter to go 6? Now, can we get a Cardinal starter to go 5?
To be fair, I thought he left him in too long, and that.
Right. That was sort of the critique. And everybody said, oh, Matheny would have gotten him the win, would have found a way to get him the win. To his detriment, he leaves him out there. I loved it. Who cares, right? Don't you want to win the game?
Especially when you have the option of John, I have not been scored upon all season, Brebbia. And then after that, John Gant. What a middle relief they got going on.
How about the fact we talk Reyes, Miller, and Hicks, and Reyes, Miller, and Hicks, and Brebbia and Gant are your lockdown guys, and Leon's pretty good.
Yes.
The guys that we don't talk about, I was trying to figure out the ninth last night. I'm thinking, do you come back with Miller? I'm like, oh, Leon. guy's pretty good, too.
I thought Gant looked
great
two nights
back
ago.
Back to back? He's still throwing 95?
Brebbia looked really good. Like, they have strikeout stuff. That's what's really impressive.
I was ticked that the game lasted a little bit longer at the end because we had a, you know, we were sending back live post-game. I just wanted a Brebbia bite and went too long.
And didn't he turn and say, I've got a question for you, media? And everybody's, oh, really? He said, no, actually, I didn't.
By the way, I believe this is the Fox Sports Midwest call of the Ozuna.
All right, here we go.
Last night.
3-2 pitch. And a fly ball. Deep left. Ozuna back, scales the wall. And it drops.
You know, you're not going to catch the ball anyway.
And that will be a ground rule double, and Ozuna apparently is hurt.
Marcel climbing the fence, and then the ball bounces in the middle of the warning track.
It's just, I don't know what to say. And last night, I was on at 11. I had the opportunity, since Charlie's out of town, to be on late. It's great to get an extra.
Is that the coveted hour?
The privilege.
Yeah. I think Charlie dubbed that the show of record at one point. So we did have some post-game fed in.
Oh, good for you.
And we're thinking, what angle do you go with? Hey, Brebbia talked. Hey, Hudson didn't do poorly, didn't get the win. They talked all the... I said, the only angle I'm interested in is Ozuna. And maybe that's the Marty loves a negative, but Schilt talked about it. I'm like, and he said, I don't know if you guys have seen, but he's done that many times. I'm like, I have not seen that.
Oh, no, he said
he did it once to Kike Hernandez years ago in the Marlins, when he was a Marlin.
Somebody sent the video
out later. He's tried it twice with the Cardinals and failed.
All right, here's the sentence that hasn't been uttered that often. Hockey Bob with a provocative text.
Whoa.
LaRussa tried to get Hrabowski fired for nothing. For noting lack of hustle to first base by Molina. I don't know if he tried to get him fired, but he was upset.
There was definitely tension. And I think Al ended up talking to Molina about it. I'm sure he talked to Tony about it. I don't think Tony tried to get him fired over that. But I do, there was broadcaster team tension.
Stephen Wildwood, Bada Bui from Howard Stern's show, and Carl Lewis have a better arm.
All right, number two, let's hear that bold Blues prediction, Frank, for the series. Blues
and
Jets.
In six. They finish it off in St. Louis in six.
That's my pick. That's what I've got. And I know we're homers, we're guilty, and they'll probably play terribly, and we'll all be wrong. But I do have a good feeling about the way this team finished. Usually they stumble in or they clinch early. None of those things are true. They had to keep competing till the end, and they were winning down the stretch.
That's it! Back to Winnipeg!
Thank you.
We have our Blues Jets sounder now. So,
from
Simpsons.
Simpsons. Which is a show Frank will probably say, have you guys ever heard of this show called The Simpsons?
You
Monique,
know what the new show after my next new show is going to be?
Barney Miller.
Oh, I have never watched Veep. I've heard it's hilarious. Yes.
It's so good, and I think it really...
Six seasons,
it
too,
flies
right?
in the face of people saying that you can't say anything like too crass or too un-PC anymore, and that you'll get raked over the coals for it. They say literally everything that you apparently can't say anymore. The difference is it's funny, and so they get away with it.
HBO does that a lot. Like Curb also touches on things that usually you're not supposed to touch on anymore.
I do like the idea of Frank and Monique discovering shows from the old... Martin, have you seen this Ally McBeal? All right, Blues in six. We should get some bold predictions on the text line, too, and then we'll read those tomorrow. 855-282-8255, your bold Blues prediction for this series. All right, Frank, you are Magic Johnson. Did LeBron James being there in the soap opera and the drama have anything to do with your decision?
No. What it has to do with is I have a feeling I'm not going to get any of the big four free agents, and the Celtics are going to get Anthony Davis, and we're not going to get much better, and I don't need the hassle, and I'm not going to be a hardworking general or president of operations and go to Croatia and look at 6'9", 17-year-olds. So, yeah.
I wish he would have just said, I don't really feel like working. I mean, I guess he kind of did. He said he wants to be a fan again.
And a big brother to players. I mean, couldn't even congratulate Russell Westbrook on his triple-double the other night.
Because he's a Laker official.
Yeah.
It was a weird deal, wasn't it, the way it played out? And he didn't tell... He loves Jeannie Buss like a sister, but he didn't tell her that he was quitting. It was pretty weird. So is LeBron picking the next team? It doesn't even matter. I mean, do you think... I mean, was Magic anything more than a figurehead?
Well, he did get LeBron there.
So they don't have LeBron without Magic. But Rob Pelinka is the GM...
I don't know if he's even
Did anybody know that Rob Pelinka was the GM of the Lakers? You knew about LeBron, you knew about Luke Walton, you knew about Magic. Did you know who Rob Pelinka was?
Boy, and Magic has not been exactly endorsing of Luke Walton from like day one.
Well, Pelinka used to be LeBron's agent. And so, I mean, that was not an insignificant factor in LeBron signing with Los Angeles, the fact that Magic hired his former agent.
So his former agent is the GM.
Which,
so
by the way, apparently now that there are stories coming out that Pelinka being kind of a hard ass as an agent might have pissed off some other ownership groups to the point where it's actually hampered his ability to negotiate trades with other teams because they're still holding against him what he did to them when he was an agent for certain players.
So in related news, LeBron's mom is the new team president of the Lakers.
Good luck with Jimmy Butler.
2013 is the last time the Lakers made the playoffs. It is better when LA's in the playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you want the Lakers in? You kind of want the Yankees in the playoffs. I want the Lakers in the playoffs.
That little point, since the Dwight Howard trade from Orlando, each franchise has made the playoffs one time. Orlando this year and 2013 for the Lakers.
Wow.
I heard Frank mention earlier, we're talking about Mike Shildt saying to Ozuna, the token A for effort, you get a good effort, that when a wife cooks a bad meal, you just say, hey, you know, good effort. When's the last time you actually said to Monique, well, nice try, good effort?
Probably in Lexington, because I got I got the advice from my mom when we first got married. She says, always say good effort, you know. And then Monique kind of caught on, boy, this is crap.
Good effort. Now, I think the point is you never say, well, it wasn't your best. So Lexington is the answer. I heard you say that. I'm like, there's no way Monique's ever going to get a, that was pretty good.
No.
Or say nothing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the final four votes are in. Did you see this? STL Today did their bracket of 64 French fries in St. Louis. Did you see the winning French fry? The final four, people got to vote. They did franchises, bars, restaurants. They had different regions, different brackets. And the winner is Sugar Fire with theirs, which I guess still has. I've not had their fries. They have the skin on, that type of fry.
It's pretty good. What else?
O'Connell's was in the final four.
Oh, had those in the last 2 weeks. Good.
Yeah. Pappy's made the final four.
The sweet potato fry?
I guess it was.
It's got to be their sweet potato fry.
And that's then McDonald's did make the final four.
To argue.
Their fries are still really good. I know it's a franchise. It's not exciting, but it was O'Connell's.
What about the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A?
Ooh.
That's a good
fry.
What
about the waffle fries at Biggie's?
Oh, yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
Not a big curly more of a seasoned fry guy, but I like the waffle fry a lot. In fact, maybe a little Chick-fil-A for lunch.
That's why I like the Biggie's better than like the Chick-fil-A. I like the seasoned fry.
Oh, the seasoned fries.
I don't know. I can't do plain.
Besides San Francisco.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's got to be some good garlic fries.
You know what? Somebody please text in, because now I want to go get some good garlic fries. So please text in your best garlic fry experience here.
All right, five for Frank every day. Brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis, Greenville, Illinois. You can find out more about this great school at greenville.edu.
All right, we're going to take a break, but before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, 170 in Del Mar, one McKnight Place, the answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. I've been watching these senior citizen retirement homes on the on The Sopranos. Nothing like the Gatesworth. The Gatesworth is so elegant. The food is so spectacular, and they treat everybody well. They just get along. I just hate the fact that Paulie's mother's treated so poorly in that senior citizen facility that she resides in. She should have gone to the Gatesworth. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.